This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 5 minutes on Grant and Danny, who do you prioritize stopping if you're Greg Minuski? We want you to pretend to be the defensive coordinator of the Redskins as you put together your game plan for the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill or Kareem Hunt? You get to shut one of them down. You get to focus all your attention all week long on stopping one of those two elite playmakers that Kansas City has. Which of the two are you taking out of the game? The other one can risk then beating you, but you're going to focus the majority of your attention on which of those two poisons. You got to drink one of them. Hill or Hunt, we'll get to that this segment on Grant and Danny. That's just 4 or so minutes away. Ross Tucker at 11:30. Dan Fouts is a Hall of Famer, joins us at 12:30, football heavy the rest of the way, but we're talking about the Nats and the Cubs. We are going to Chicago. Danny, in 2012, the Nationals in the division series played the Cardinals, a series that went 5 games. Were we there?
No.
2014, the Nationals played the Giants, a division series that went 4 games. San Francisco, were we there?
No. I mean, I've been to San Francisco, and I've been to St. Louis, just not at those times.
Okay, 2016, last year. The Nats played the Dodgers, a series that went 5 games. When they were out at Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles, were we there?
Negative, sir. Negative.
How many of those series did the Nationals win?
They didn't win any of them.
Do you think any of that had to do with the fact that we weren't there?
All we have is correlation. We weren't there and they didn't win. So, you know, that are two things that are true, and we have two bits of information that we can share with you.
Program Director Chris Kinert. Sales staff, including the head chief, Laura Gonzalez, and everybody else over there.
The Grand Jefe.
Just know this. If the Nats beat the Cubs, it'll be because we were there. It will mean that we need to be at every road playoff series until the end of time.
Some people might say, hey, do you think it has something to do with Max Scherzer being great? Or did it have something to do with Steven Strasburg throwing well? Or the lineup starting to click and hit Chicago Cubs pitching?
Nope.
Laughable conclusion. I'm not going to insult anybody because you're letting us go, but please, please.
And I'm not saying, I'm just saying. If the Nats beat the Cubs in round one while we're in Chicago, Redskins play the Vikings on the road in the playoffs, I think we should be there.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Capitals are in Boston for a playoff series against the Bruins. I know two portly bearded fellas who may have to be there. It's up to you guys. Do you want playoff success or not? That's all I'm asking.
It's up to y'all. And really, it rests on your shoulders. If you'd like us to eat local cuisine in the various municipalities that will host our Washington teams in the postseason, let's keep going.
I would also at some point, maybe tomorrow, well, we got next week too, because we're not leaving for Chicago for 9 or so days. We've got to get Wadson on to make sure she's okay with me eating everything in Wrigleyville. Make sure that that's not a problem.
Right, because it's a short trip.
It's a short trip.
It's really
3 days.
Sunday through Wednesday, because we have a show on Wednesday.
How much damage can you do in 3 days? I'm going to find out.
A pretty good amount.
Let's go to Justin in Alexandria. Justin, I'm being told you will be in Chicago with us.
Yes, sir. Hey, Grant and Danny.
What's up, man?
I have been looking at doing this trip for a while because this looked like a likely matchup. Everything is booked up. Going to be there Monday and fly in Monday morning, leave Tuesday night. Highly looking forward to it. Highly excited and ready to go and see you guys in Chicago.
So nice, if we do a Tuesday afternoon Grant and Danny tweet up at a sports bar of our liking in Wrigleyville, will Justin and Alexandria attend?
Yes.
He'll be Justin in Wrigleyville is what
right.
It'll be.
We've got one person committed to the event that we haven't yet picked out to do in Chicago.
You and me and the bottle makes three, my friend. So I think we now have a gang, right? We've got a group.
Seems that way. Dar might come, but there's actually a good chance he won't somehow.
There's no way. It's because Louie needs to be walked.
So Leanne's going to walk Louie, so I'm going to talk to her on the phone while she does it, because Louie needs to hear my voice if he's going to do what he needs to do.
Needs to be soothed.
Yeah. It's like, Dar, are you coming to Wrigleyville with us? We got this 3 o'clock thing. No, not today. But maybe if they make it to the NLCS, I'll come, because I'm going to talk to Leanne while she walks Louie. All right. But at least we've got Justin.
At least we have Justin.
If you're coming to Chicago, tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Steve is already in Chicago. Maybe
Scuba
he
Steve.
Lives there. We don't know. What's up, Steve?
What's up? Yo, what's up, fellas? Yeah,
up,
I just kind of wanted. I moved here 2 years ago from Arlington, and grew up in McLean, and have a couple buddies here, and just kind of curious where you guys are going to be hanging out. Try to come up and say hi.
We don't know just yet. I have really never spent time in Chicago. It's a city that I've liked. I've basically been there for like stayovers a couple times.
Been many times.
I've heard so many good things. And
are you guys
going to
be doing the show from the stadium, though?
We're going to be doing the pregame show from Wrigley Field. Depending on scheduling, we may have to do one of our full four-hour shows from Wrigley Field if they're playing a day game right afterwards.
Dang.
But that is to be determined based on time of first pitch.
Because Major League Baseball hates giving people the schedule in advance. They want to do it like as a surprise reveal 15 minutes before you have to have first pitch.
I'm thinking the Dugout Sports Bar and Grill sounds like a good time to me.
Doesn't it?
I don't know. Have you been to the Dugout before, Steve?
I haven't been there, but, I mean, there's dozens of places up there in Wrigley. You guys could probably post up and do the show, especially in the morning. So,
what's the Wrigleyville bar with
that.
The batting cages that I went to that's awesome?
Sluggers.
Loggers?
Sluggers.
That's, to me, that is where, thank you, buddy, that's where we should have people meet us a couple hours before our pregame show. One
day. Now, this won't be like an English soccer thing, right, where like local street toughs and hooligans are there that like don't like us and curse us because we're from a different city?
I mean, this isn't the Sharks and the Jets. There's not fist fights going down and snapping. When you're a Cub, you're a Cub, you're a Cub all the way. No,
I'm assuming this is very kind nasal-speaking Midwesterners.
It is. Very
right?
kind people.
Yeah.
Very warm. You know, if you beat them, they're going to be upset. But in general, Cubs fans are jolly. They're a nice group.
Because their leader's Bill Murray, and he's a very jolly, nice guy.
He's a jolly man.
Yeah.
We're going to Chicago, people. Spread the word. Grant and Danny, your home for Nationals playoff baseball. All right, who would you rather prioritize stopping? Chiefs this weekend. The stat we gave you yesterday that is just staggering. Kansas City has scored a touchdown of at least 50 yards. In 9 straight games. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that.
And it's not like they're throwing 50-yard bombs. It's not like they're getting to midfield and going, let's take a shot. I don't know if Alex Smith has thrown a ball over 20 yards in the air since 2001.
The Redskins have done it in 2 straight games, and it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Chris Thompson, 61-yard run, and Josh Doctson, 52-yard catch. And those are the 2 plays that everyone remembers from those 2 games. Imagine if they did that 7 more games in
just
a row.
Consecutively.
They do it because Tyreek Hill is a weapon unlike anyone else in sports, and Kareem Hunt has become one of the best running backs in football. Both of those 2 guys are going to be on the field at 100% against the Redskins. You're Greg Minuski. You're playing defensive coordinator. Who do you prioritize slowing down? I don't even want to use the word stopping.
I don't know if you do stop.
But this is how it kind of works if you're a DC at the NFL level week in and week out. You scout your opponent. You rank their best weapons and playmakers, top 3, top 4. You decipher who's most important to that offense being special. And then you try to either keep the ball out of that player's hands if it's a receiver or keep that running back in check and dare a quarterback to beat you. Here's what I'm going to tell you about Kareem Hunt. He's rushed for 400 yards through 3 games, and he's added 150 receiving yards. No one in the last several years in football has had as many yards through 3 games as he's got right now. 22 years old, came from obscurity as a star at Toledo based on injury to become a sensation.
8.5 yards per carry because he's hit a home run in each one of the 3 games.
But Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill has caught 2 touchdowns, 1 for 75 yards. Tyreek
really
Hill. He doesn't catch a lot of balls, but when he catches them, they go a long ways.
He's Mr. Catch and Run.
Who do you stop if you're Greg Minuski? That's the question.
To me, I've got to trust somebody at some point. And I said it this past week going up against Oakland. Now, it worked out better than any reasonable human being could have ever imagined. I said before that game started, if you remember, going back to last week, one of the rare things I think I was kind of correct about, but the whole thing went so swimmingly that who knows. I was going to have to trust Breland and Norman. I was going to have to say, you guys on the outside, you got to deal with a couple of monsters here. You got to deal with Crabtree. You got to deal with Cooper. You guys have to be really, really good this game. Safety help over the top. I got to commit an awful lot to deal with Marshawn Lynch, to deal with some of the short stuff that Derek Carr was going to throw, et cetera. I'm going to say the same thing again this week. I say, gentlemen, you got a challenge. A couple really fast, super quick guys that are pushing the acceleration button. Difficult challenge receivers on the outside. Tyreek Hill, Albert Wilson, quick. Conley's a quick guy too. Kelsey's a force in the middle. You guys are going to have to be great in this ballgame because I've got to do everything I can to slow down the kid. I have got to make sure that Kareem Hunt doesn't go nuts. He's going to get his underneath. He's going to do some chain-moving things where he shakes you, gives you the R2 button, leaves you in the dust, gets a first down on a check down. I just can't have the homer. If I don't have the 50-yard, 60-yard, 70-yard run, we got a chance to beat this Chiefs team. If you make them matriculate the football down the field over and over and over and over and over again, eventually there's going to be a hole. There's going to be a negative play because our defense is good enough right now to force one of those. We get a couple third and longs. That's not what these guys do well. I can't let Hunt get going. No matter what, if I get beat with a bomb to Tyreek Hill, tip my cap to Andy Reid.
But here's the case for Tyreek Hill being the guy to focus on. They have blown two opponents out. Mm-hmm. In those games, he scored touchdowns of longer than 30 yards.
Yeah.
In the one game where they couldn't blow their opponent out, where they scored 27 and won a one-possession close game with Philly, the Eagles completely kept Tyreek Hill quiet. And in that game, by the way, Hunt was kept in check a little bit too, but had a 53-yard touchdown run, scored two times, had a total of 16 touches, and was impactful. The game where they were the least themselves on offense was the game where Tyreek Hill against Philly, four catches, 43 yards, long of 18, one run, 6 yards, was not Tyreek Hill. That's the case against prioritizing Hunt, because in week one, when Tyreek Hill went nuts against the Patriots, they scored 42 and won by 15. In week three, when he went crazy against L.A., they beat the Chargers by 14 points. I go back to 2016, and you look at some of the games where they were prolific offensively and had some of their best days. He had a 36-yard touchdown in a win over the Raiders that nobody saw coming. He had a 38-yard touchdown in a win over the Saints, where both teams were scoring back and forth late. In the games, though, where he was held in check, his long catch against the Steelers was 9 yards. They lost 43-14. His long catch against the Texans was 5 yards. They lost 19-12. To me, it looks like when they lose, Tyreek Hill doesn't make a big play. When he does, they win because they get something easy. And I know Kareem Hunt can do that as well, but he is their that was easy button. He is the DeSean Jackson where you say, if this guy doesn't get a 64-yard touchdown against you, this offense isn't good enough to score 30. 800-636-1067 is the number. Tyreek Hill is one of the most dynamic receivers in football. Kareem Hunt has become suddenly one of the best running backs in football. Which of the two is it more important for the Redskins to slow down on Sunday? That is the question on Grant and Danny.
Guys, Danny Ruggier for My Pals at Draft. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If you love fantasy football, you got to get in. It's weekly snake drafts. You're drafting a quarterback, couple receivers, couple running backs. Boom goes the dynamite. You pass to the man. It couldn't be simpler. It couldn't be more fun. It combines the best part about daily fantasy, weekly fantasy, and season-long drafts. Got a couple listeners that I now routinely challenge week to week. I won $25, I think it was $26. Last week, playing in four or five different draft leagues. It is so much fun. Once you get started, you won't be able to believe you went this long without it. It's such a great invention. It is a blast. Very simple. Here's what you do. Go to the App Store, search for Draft. Just Draft. That's it. You'll see it pop right up. And when you make your first deposit, check this. Use your boy's promo code. That's 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny. You get a free play once you make your first deposit in a real money game, right? It's not just for pretend, not just to get practice. No, you can win cold hard cash when you use that promo code. Go to draft.com or search for Draft on the App Store and get in the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.